This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So yesterday we spent some time talking about FEMA as an organization. And I thought it was appropriate and important to talk about it in light of Milton, which reached a Category 5 yesterday. Obviously, it is now diminishing in its power, which is good, as it approaches the Florida coastline. And those folks are now hunkering down, getting ready for that storm. There's been a lot of discussion and folks accusing one another of being political and trying to make this event political, both Hurricane Helene as well as Milton coming our way. And it all started with the secretary to the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, who once again put his foot in his mouth and said to the world, we don't have enough money to be able to deal with the rest of this hurricane season, understanding that Milton is headed this way and it looks like it's going to cause some extensive damage. As we already know, that the preliminary estimates of Hurricane Helene could reach $47.5 billion in devastation, 232 or so, they may be even more by now, have lost their lives in this event as well. What's interesting, though, is we talked about how the Biden-Harris administration has taxed FEMA with doing a lot more than disaster relief, which is its primary mission. And because of that, we talked about my thoughts on that as it relates from an organizational structure, that they're really not designed to take on more. They struggle a lot with just fulfilling their primary mission. And as I said yesterday, it's not a criticism, it's a reality. We have to decide whether or not we want something different. It's clearly evident to me that we do. But who's going to do something about it? Who is going to make that a must organization? We got to talk to a federal coordinator yesterday who texted in, and he said his feelings were the moment that they put it under the Department of Homeland Security, it was not as important a priority for administrations as it was before, because they directly reported to the president. And now we're caught up into the quagmire of the bureaucracy of the Department of Homeland Security. You can reprogram money, you can move things around, you create new sub-agencies, subgroups within there, you fund it, you hide dollars here, there, and everywhere else. And this is not unique to Democrats or Democratic administrations. Republicans do the same. But in the end, again, you and I, taxpayers, consumers, are the ones that end up suffering by the game playing that's going on. Interestingly, though, the IG, who now Democrats want to go about getting fired, has made a number of observations over the past 2 years about the inefficiencies of the Department of Homeland Security and their inability to account for the dollars that are appropriated to them and where they are actually spending those dollars. And you will recall that President Biden says this all the time, show your budget and I'll tell you what you value. In fact, Corinne Jean-Pierre was challenged with that statement by Peter Ducey yesterday at the White House news conference. And they can't seem to get their messaging straight. Well, the Inspector General for DHS just recently reported in August actually August 14th report that as of October of 2022, that FEMA had $8.3 billion in unliquidated funds meant to relieve declared disasters from 2012 or earlier. You heard me talk about this long tail period of closing out these budget years and these monies and everything else as it relates to previous storms. Of that $8.3 billion, $7 billion is not obligated. So that money could be reprogrammed into this snap of a finger. The fact of the matter is, every administration is guilty of this. They like to have their little slush funds. So when something comes up, like what they did down at the southern border, and they want to be able to throw some dollars out to local communities, non-governmental organizations, otherwise known as NGOs, those are heavily laden with human capital, voters, they start dispensing and dispersing those dollars.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And it goes on. It's this vicious cycle that we have with our government each and every day. And the fact that we can't even adopt a budget is criminal, quite frankly. We're operating our government by continuing resolution. We are, in many respects, a third world country. We just don't want to admit it. One of the byproducts of our inability to do the right thing, to do the just thing for taxpayers of this country, are these silly games that are revealed over and over and over again. We have a Democrat in the executive branch, so the Republicans are attacking the Democrat for playing these games. When the roles reverse, or if they reverse, same game is going to be played all over again. And meanwhile, we just have to sit by and watch this three-ring circus go on, because what's going on in D.C. is really not about you and I. It's about them. It's about control. It's about who they can dole all this money out to. And meanwhile, we just keep paying taxes, paying taxes, paying taxes, feeding this monster. They've got the debt in this country going up each and every day. And these little anecdotal tidbits are released, and no one can put them in their proper context. And that's why I decided to talk about it again today. Because here we are. We've got billions laying around, and we're poor-mouthing to Congress, and now we're trying to force Congress to come back into session, which, by the way, is going to cost you, the taxpayer, more money, to appropriate dollars that they already have available to them, but they don't want to touch them. That's our secret little slush fund. Nobody is supposed to know about that. In fact, you, the IG that revealed that to the public, shame on you. Now we think you should be fired. This is absolutely incredulous, what's going on here. There's been some other observations about other funds that are available as well that can ultimately be replaced when Congress, you know, goes back into session, that they can hit. So, for example, one of them is the planned disaster relief funding. There's $3.9 billion sitting there for COVID-19 relief funding to state and local governments. We're still funding COVID-19 relief? How much longer? What are we doing with these dollars? What are we funding relative to that? We're not going to move the needle in a measurable way by spending all of these dollars. It's absolutely crazy. There's another little fund out there that's got another $1.4 billion that's sitting there that could be reprogrammed as well. Those are dollars, obvious, that are dedicated to illegal migrants that are coming to this country, and we're putting them up in hotels and flying them all over the country and everything else. Let's reprogram those dollars. Let's shut that program down. Let's talk about the citizen advantage, that the citizen comes first. Nobody wants to talk about that. Another little slush fund. Why? This is what makes members of Congress powerful, is their ability to come down here, fly down, have a press conference, talk about the dollars that are being sent out there. I'm just as guilty as the rest of talking about that. Oh, how great it is, this, that, and everything else. But the truth be told, there's really not a lot of accountability in how these dollars are spent and what the priorities are. We're just all over the map. But in our time of need, when we are down and out, and we actually need that monetary, financial, and the powerful oomph of the federal government, we should not be vacillating as to how this is ultimately going to get funded. And the role that the federal government's going to play in the rebuild of these four states that have been significantly impacted, and there's more states than that, but four that more so than others, is really the infrastructure issues, more so than anything else, where the states are going to need assistance in order to rebuild those roads, rebuild those bridges, and everything else along there, so that we can eliminate the isolation that's been created as a result of this storm. And as Milton heads towards Florida, it's going to be even more, and it could potentially be worse. That is yet to be determined. But again, we should not be finger-pointing. We are all guilty of doing this. We are not taking this very seriously. And how our priority is that we have no limit on what we would be willing to spend to those that come to this country in violation of our laws and violate the sanctity of our country. But when it comes to a citizen, a taxpayer, that we spend a lot of time making sure that we place a ceiling on what we would be willing to spend in order to save them. Does that sound right to you? It just doesn't sound right to me. And I know that those are, you know, going to say, oh, you know, he's xenophobic, he's this, he's that, he's everything else. It just doesn't feel right, does it? That the sacrifices that are made by us for decades, that there's these limitations that are put over and over and over again, but on a whim of a president. And this applies to all presidents. This is not just about Democrats. On the whim of a president, that can all change. For whatever ideological bent they are and whatever the pet project may be or otherwise, to the detriment of you and me and others. It just doesn't sound right to me. You know, it was interesting earlier, and someone texted in about the interview that Tommy Tucker did with Meg Faris about this experience that she had of going out to this gentleman's home who had made a call to help and try and facilitate the needs of a neighbor. And what she found was that his needs may be greater than probably anybody else's needs in the entire neighborhood. And yet they've just been hit with high hurdles, and he's not able to get over those high hurdles. These are the anecdotal stories, and you're going to hear, trust me when I tell you, thousands upon thousands of them in the aftermath of Helene and the aftermath of the storm that's bearing down on Florida. And I'll ask you, does this sound right? It just doesn't sound right to me. It sounds like our priorities are intrinsically linked to achieving the political outcomes that we desire. And what it feels like is icky, and it feels like that many are willing to sacrifice the needs of the citizens of this country on a whim. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.